A 22-year-old nursing student today who was killed while jogging at the University of Georgia's campus last week.
It is so obvious to me why it feels so dark right now, and that is because we lost one of the brightest lights that there's ever been. This campus and our sisterhood will never be the same without Lake and Riley.
A Venezuelan migrant has been arrested for her death. Florida and Texas are suing social media companies for censoring political posts. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
This brings up really big questions about First Amendment doctrine that's divorced from, are we trying to protect or hinder conservative views versus liberal views?
And Congress now has less than a week to avoid a partial government shutdown. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill with more on those deadlines.
March 1st, this Friday, one quarter of the federal government shuts down if there's no deal. Then the next Friday, March 8th, the other three quarters, including the Pentagon, suffer shutdowns.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Early ballots in Wisconsin won't be counted until Election Day this fall. State Senator Dan Knodel tells WISN-TV's Upfront he has no plans to bring the so-called Monday processing bill before the Senate Elections Committee this spring. The bill would let election workers start counting early ballots the day before Election Day. It recently passed the Assembly with broad bipartisan support. A new report says only one in three people with commercial health insurance can find proper mental health care. Psychiatrist Benjamin Miller says the American system treats mental health as less important.
And when you're in a crisis, will you or your loved one need get the help that they need? You have to work harder to get that help. It's almost like the cruelest irony in healthcare.
The report was released by the mental health advocacy group Inseparable. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has filed a response to a discrimination lawsuit. The lawsuit regards former interim director of Multicultural Student Services, Rochelle Hoffman, who claims she was fired due to racial discrimination and retaliation. She claims that she drew criticism from faculty who said they were concerned about the optics because she's white. In their answer, the university, Chancellor James Schmidt, and Teresa O'Halloran asked for the case to go to trial and for some of the allegations to be dismissed. Fire officials responded to a brush fire in Wheaton on Saturday afternoon. According to Wheaton Fire and Rescue, the fire was reported just before 3 p.m. on Saturday and was burning across a field and wooded area near a barn and another building. Fire officials were able to get the fire under control in about half an hour, keeping it from spreading to the other buildings. It burned about 10 acres of land before it was brought down by firefighters. Officials say the fire was started by an occupant burning a brush pile that got out of control. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Brewers baseball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their spring training games with a win over the Padres Saturday, but a 10-3 loss to the Rockies Sunday. Brewers manager Pat Murphy says their best hitters must find their way into the batting lineup.
And that's important. You know, I'm looking at bats 3, 4, you know, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
NBA, the Bucks with another win. They beat the 76ers 119-98. The Bucks host the Hornets tomorrow night. College hoops, Marquette with an 88-64 win over Xavier. Cam Jones scoring 34 points on his 22nd birthday. Head coach Shaka Smart says the Golden Eagles show their EGBs, energy generating behavior.
You know, our theme for the day was EGBs, which are always important to us, but we felt like today, you know, we wanted to be at a high level with that, regardless of circumstances. And I thought even, you know, when the game was tied, you know, 8-10 minutes into the game, you know, our guys stuck with that.
That's Marquette's Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the low 40s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday, midday high in the upper 50s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday, high only mid-20s. Right now it's 58.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, a pure Michigan Monday edition. We find ourselves in Rochester, Michigan. We are in a bar. How unusual for this product. We're in the Rochester Corner Bar. We enjoyed dinner here and some cocktails last night. We haven't started cocktailing quite
we
yet.
Did not stay overnight here. We did go.
Well, we went to Cousin Joe's, but we came back. We're back, and it's 5 o'clock here in the Eastern time zone. Technically, Dom, it's the happy hour here. So join us for the happy hour. 2 more hours of this fine radio product live on the road from Michigan and the primary here in Michigan tomorrow. And we thank the fine sponsor of the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024, Chad's Design Build. We're here in some small part thanks to Chad's partnership. So thanks, Chad. And Dom, the state of Michigan. We rolled in last night. It was a long trip, especially with you driving.
You kidding me? It was shorter because I was driving.
It was for my sake, because I didn't have to pay attention. I could jump on the interwebs and that kind of stuff. Did want to also acknowledge our fine lead-in today. Welcome to the two-hour Civic Media Airwaves, Maggie Dawn.
Yes, Maggie.
And I know you hopped on with her a little bit earlier. I thought you did a fine job, you know, almost as well as I would have done.
With Maggie leading, it's easy to do a fine job.
Well, Maggie leads us in, but some of you are going to be conflicted because we also expanded to 3 hours today. And while I love Maggie, I'd encourage you to listen to us each and every day, 3 o'clock WMDX 92.7 FM. And if you're out driving around the Madison, Greater Dane County area, look up at the digital billboards. You might see some very sexy radio hosts.
Yeah.
We got a big ad campaign starting down. We want to get the word out about the greatest radio show ever. We're going to bust our asses, drive to Michigan, hang out, play video games all night long. Get up again in the morning, do it on a hangover, Dom. You know, the people should listen and revel in the greatness of it. So welcome to the greatest radio show ever.
To the political party. Done Michigan style.
Michigan style. Now, what we didn't know as we were arriving, and maybe you knew and just didn't
inform
the panel.
I couldn't believe it.
But
you're the one on all the email lists.
I am, and Nikki Haley didn't even tell me she was in Troy, Michigan.
We drove through Troy, Michigan on the way to Cousin Joe's in Rochester. It's literally like 10 miles away.
And we didn't go to the Nikki Haley event. Well done, sir.
Come on, man. You're that guy. That's your lane.
What, the political lane? And you're the driver?
to getting the invites and the deets.
What am I, Miss Stacy over here?
Yeah.
So we didn't go to the Haley rally today.
It was in Grand Rapids.
Grand Rapids, because that seemed too far to drive to. We're going to Detroit. And we didn't go to the one last night. But apparently Nikki Haley making some last-ditch effort in Michigan. And, you know, I'm not clear that I'm convinced that Michigan noticed.
I did hear they spent about $500,000 on an ad buy, though.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Nikki Haley just came off, what, about a 40% performance in the state of South Carolina?
60-40, correct.
Where a decade ago, she was the governor. She won that state. She had never lost election in that state. And Trump had about 60, 59 and some change, and she's at, what, 39 and some change. So about 60-40 in her home state. And, you know, we've been listening down. We were listening to right-wing talk radio across the state of Michigan as we drove through and then drove back from Rochester to Detroit today. And they basically have given the party over to Donald Trump already.
You know, yeah, they've already given over, given
up. They gave over the RNC to Donald Trump.
They got
Trump.
Rolled over. I mean, I don't know that it was given willingly. Perhaps in some cases it was. Depends who you're talking about.
But I didn't hear any, like, hold out for Nikki talk today.
Right.
No one in right-wing talk radio was encouraging anything other than the support of the Cheeto Messiah. They're on the Trump train. And they seem quite oblivious to the concept that maybe he's a damaged candidate.
You think?
Now, I've heard Nikki Haley saying a lot of recent, Donald Trump cannot win a general election.
Yeah.
Not again. Didn't win it the first time. Now, he did win the Electoral College, but he didn't win the popular vote.
Well, and you see what happened in North Carolina. I'm sorry, South Carolina, 60-40. Some of the reporting I have seen today polls done or exit polling done is that approximately, 75% of Haley's voters do not think Trump is a worthy candidate. So
wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. Three-quarters of the Haley supportive claim they wouldn't vote for Trump. Now, I'm skeptical on that number as well, because that's what they used to say about
right,
Trump in
exactly.
Wisconsin. Never Trump until were.
Until they were, exactly. It wasn't a riot down at the Capitol until it was. And they won't vote for him until they do. And I don't know if the question that I saw was specifically, would you vote for him? It was about the character, to my understanding. But point being, they don't like him. That's why they're voting for Haley. And they're going to be hard-pressed, and they're going to have to be convinced to go and vote for Donald Trump. Now, maybe some of them, well, we saw that happen in the state of Wisconsin. We see how the GOP ultimately is now rolling into MAGA, and MAGA ultimately gets in line. But
Donald Trump's daughter-in-law is the co-chair of the RNC now. They pushed the chair of the RNC out. He hasn't even won the primaries yet.
I know. And I did see some headlines, perhaps, you know, McDaniels didn't want to allow the party to become Trump's piggy bank.
I think you got it right. Trump's chump.
The piggy bank. But if those numbers are right, and a big percentage of the Haley voters are the never-Trumpers or close to never-Trumpers or whatever, either way, even if it's half of that, even if it's 20% of that, that's obviously a killer in the general.
Well, to hear it being told on right-wing talk radio, it's the overwhelming strength of Trump, not the fact that the 40% of Republicans he bled, three-quarters of them, of the 40%, which would be about, 30% of the electorate, will not vote for him. That was also a takeaway from South Carolina.
Yeah.
But they seem to miss it on the Dan Bongino and the Clay and the Buck and the local WRJ, I think it was, here out of Detroit, Dom. A lot of right-wing talk radio, a lot of Christian talk radio, sort of. Didn't hear any lefty talk radio in this state. But we've got some sound of Haley doing the rallies. And I've got a little coverage. Jennifer Rubin, formerly known as a conservative columnist over at the Washington Post. Rubin, you know, sort of aspires for what could have been with the Nikki Haley campaign. Imagine if Nikki Haley had started out this way. What, trying to win? It didn't seem like she was trying to win very hard, but here's what it says now. Few political observers were surprised that former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley lost to four-time indicted former President Donald Trump by double digits in Republican South Carolina's presidential primary. Nevertheless, Haley vows to stay in the race to deliver a come-to-your-senses message to Republican primary voters.
All she can do is try.
They're not getting the message, Haley. She will get the first indication as to whether she can perform better outside an evangelical stronghold when results come in for Michigan tomorrow. Before Haley's South Carolina loss, she told an interviewer, "It's not normal to mock members of the military. It's not normal to spend $50 million worth of campaign contributions on personal court cases. Yeah. It's not normal to side with a tyrant and a dictator who kills his political opponents. None of this is normal." She might have added, "It's not normal to be held liable in three trials for collectively more than $500 million for exaggerating his wealth in one case and in the others for defaming a woman he sexually assaulted."
That's also not normal, but it isn't mega world.
Well, you know, he's being persecuted. Tom, you know, we heard now that the truth's coming out in each and every court case. I'm like, as he loses, as he's being convicted?
Right, yes.
If Haley, now back to the article, Ruben at the Post, if Haley stays in the race for at least a couple of weeks through Super Tuesday, she could accomplish four things, Tom. First, it would force Trump, already bleeding money to pay lawyers, to spend more resources. Good enough. Second, she would force more of the electorate, independent, soft Republicans, and Democrats persistently whining about President Biden's age, you know you do it, Tom, to confront the reality of a possible Trump second term. And third, she could give more time for the Supreme Court to issue rulings on Trump's disqualification and immunity, pushing voters to decide if they want to nominate someone who staged an insurrection and faces at least one criminal trial before the next election. Finally, winning and holding on to a significant number of delegates might give her a leg up in the case delegates at the Republican National Convention in July in Milwaukee, I might add, get buyer's remorse, especially if Trump has been convicted.
Crudy, though she is unlikely to spare the country from a third election with Trump on the ballot, it is worth pondering if Haley ever had a chance against Trump. Arguably, she wasted most of the election season refusing to attack him, agreeing to endorse him if he were the nominee, and squabbling with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That got her nowhere. Moreover, it prevented her from consolidating the anyone-but-Trump vote. Certainly, there's no guarantee an alternative approach would have been more successful. However, she might have led off with her anti-Trump message beginning in 2023 and then supplemented it in three very specific critical ways, according to Jennifer Rubin. First, instead of spending time and energy attacking Republicans other than Trump, she could have made a determined and robust effort to persuade independents and even Democrats to vote in the primaries. She was never going to get the Trump-friendly voters. What she needed was to expand the pool of anti-Trump voters in the GOP primaries. She might have reached such voters with a plea that our democracy is at stake. She has a persuasive argument that leaving him on the ballot sets us up for another big lie and another insurrection if he loses. Savvy never-Trump advisors might have helped her find and persuade these voters to support her during the primaries. The strategy surely could have distinguished her from other contenders, drawn media coverage, something totally new, according to Rubin, and pulled in more campaign donations. She's already gotten help from some Democrats. She may have gotten more. There's more to the Jennifer Rubin piece. Perhaps we'll get to the other two items. But does it even matter right now? We'll find out tomorrow how bad it's going to be. Folks, we are the devil's advocates here in Michigan. There's a primary tomorrow. I don't know if everyone here knows that, but we're trying to get them up to speed.
In Cadillac Square, I don't know if they knew there was a Nikki Haley.
Folks, we are the devil's advocates. Come back with us on the lines, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said,
I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road again. Rochester Corner Bar in Rochester, Michigan, here in the great state of Michigan. A primary tomorrow. Take the Devils on the road with you. The Civic Media app, super cool, super easy. Hit a button. You can call, you can text. Look up for the Civic Media app at your favorite app store.
But we did actually get out of the house, get out of Cousin Joe's. We went to the Cadillac Square in downtown Detroit, Michigan. Saw some things. Felt kind of touristy. They had the ice rink was still open.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Many people spent their lunch hour skating in like 48, 50 degrees sunny weather here in beautiful Michigan. In Detroit, it's an old industrial city, man.
Oh, it's looking sharp though, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that what you say?
It's looking good.
Looking good, according to my pal Dominic, but he's a little more native than I am.
A little more biased, perhaps.
So, Nikki Haley, we got a little bit of sound of the presidential candidate, and she says she's in it to win it, but so far, she's not coming so close. First and foremost, we've got her losing in South Carolina. This happened over the weekend. This was her home state, but she's feeling blessed about it. We got Nate now. Nate helping us, lightly screening your calls and dropping the sound. Nate, let's start with Nikki Haley. Cut 21, please.
I feel blessed tonight. I've felt blessed through this entire journey. Even when it's been tough, I haven't lost sight of that. I've felt God's strength and grace every step of the way.
Dom has never felt God's grace. More Nikki Haley.
I can certainly appreciate her sentiment.
40%. That's not tidy. Cut 22.
I know 40% is not 50%. But I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
I'm sorry, Candide Haley. We don't do math on the radio. Very confusing. More Nikki Haley post losing her home state of South Carolina, but at least she ain't Donald Trump. Cut 23, please.
I don't believe Donald Trump can beat Joe Biden. Nearly every day, Trump drives people away.
That he does. But if you listen to, as we did on the radio today, as we were doing our adventuring, the communications director for the Trump campaign was on one of the local or one of the national conservative shows. And she says, well, any vote for Nikki Haley is a vote for Joe Biden.
She absolutely did say that. Her name, what was it? Caroline Leavitt. And we heard her on the 760 AM WJR. She's a fast talker, Dom.
Yes. Yes, she is. And there was not a whole lot of pushback. But anyway, that's the mouthpiece. That's their opinion. Here's Haley. 40% not tiny. Trump is driving people away. And she's not giving up the fight. Very Bob Marley. Cut 24, please.
I'm not giving up this fight when a majority of Americans disapprove of both Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
All right, Haley, hanging on for something. Again, South Carolina over the weekend, just a couple of more. The choice needed for next voters. 25, please.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
And apparently Nikki Haley is that choice. Not only blessed, also grateful. Nikki Haley wrapping up the South Carolina sound from the weekend.
I'm grateful to South Carolina. I always have been, and I always will be. And I'm grateful that today is not the end of our story.
No, that'll take another week or two.
Now, the Koch Brothers Network, with AFP and that whole crew, apparently are what's turning off the spigot.
They're done funding the...
They're done with the tab.
The politicking of Nikki.
Focus on the down ticket lines. What's your sense on that? I mean, money well spent, and now time to perhaps go in other directions. The stage is set. They can't do much more. What do you think about that?
I cannot imagine giving money to the effort of Donald Trump. I mean, I could certainly see funding the anti-Trump effort through the campaign of Nikki Haley. But when you turn it off, when you just say, you know what, we're going to keep the money because it's not working. I think the Koch Brother Network is probably pretty aware when you talk about the 75% of the 40% of South Carolina voters. What is not clear to me is how many of them were Democrats or independents that, you're right, wouldn't vote for Donald Trump, but, you know, may or may not come home for a Nikki Haley if Joe Biden was the opponent in the fall.
Right.
So South Carolina was put forth by the Democrats, of course, because Joe Biden won the state of South Carolina. It changed the whole trajectory of the 2020 election, and the endorsement of James Clyburn, that was all great for him. But now, here in the state of Michigan, a diverse state, a large state, an important upper Midwestern state, a state that Joe Biden won by 150,000 votes, Nikki Haley might be putting on one of her final stands. Now, Super Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, so Michigan's vote a week before Super Tuesday, a third of all the Republican delegates will be awarded by a week from now. And we had talked about the fact that January 6th, the Chutkan trial, at least the jury selection, was supposed to have started on March 4th, and Super Tuesday was March 5th. Before they even got to, and of course this trial's not proceeding on time, the next trial on the calendar we're aware of is the March 25th, the Alvin Bragg trial in New York State. So you got to survive through Super Tuesday. And I mean, mathematically, Donald Trump could effectively be the nominee before he gets to trial.
In Manhattan.
On
the 25th of March, yeah.
So we talk about the bleeding away of the GOP support, and she's got to stay in there because she's the only alternative. But they're not looking for an alternative. They're down with this. They're okay with the felonious, soon-to-be-convicted nominee of their party, Dom. This is their kind of guy.
But, and I get that, and I don't disagree, and I think a lot of the traditional, quote-unquote, conservative Republicans that have stayed true to their Ronald Reagan and ways have either been pulled along or have left, essentially left the party, you know, retired, spent more time with the family.
So what? So they've all moved out of the way, and they've allowed the MAGA Republicans to become the entirety of the party.
Of course, the point being, if what happens to Trump? He's on trial. Let's say he gets convicted.
Now he's still going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. I don't think they'll even have a battle for his nomination in Milwaukee. I'm not convinced that they would throw him over, even with a conviction in New York State. I think he's the nominee. The fact that he was indicted made him more appealing to the Republican base, and we can talk about the delineation, the bifurcation of the Republican base between the Trump loyalist and everybody else, but it's not enough everybody else. They're the party of Trump, man. Trump is their candidate.
If Trump is a convicted felon prior to...
He's their candidate.
I don't know about that. That's why 40% of South Carolina are doing something different.
Where's Trump today? I didn't see hear him in Dearborn or Troy or Rochester or Detroit, Tom.
I'm not on the email list, man. That's your job. Apparently, Nikki Haley in Troy, Michigan, last night. We're going to get you updated and get you some of that sound as well. And, of course, the Trumpster over the weekend saying some, you know, typically Trumpy racist kind of things. Of course, your calls, be patient. We'll come back to you after the bottom of the hour break. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates on the road. The Rochester Corner Bar for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Come right back with us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The search for a missing 3-year-old boy in eastern Wisconsin turns 1 week old tomorrow. Elijah Vu hasn't been seen since Tuesday in Two Rivers. Volunteer searchers say they're trying to stay positive. Meanwhile, Elijah's mother and her boyfriend were in court Friday on child neglect charges. More Americans are falling victim to mortgage scams. It happens when ownership of a home or property is transferred without permission. All it takes to start the process is a fake driver's license or a stolen Social Security number.
The con artist could then take the deed to a bank, obtain a fraudulent mortgage, and walk away with thousands of dollars.
Faith Kimbrough is a local official in Indiana. The FBI says Americans lost $350 million to property fraud in 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Chetek Police Department has arrested a suspect for potential drug use. According to law enforcement officials, officers found the man lying on the sidewalk at the corner of 2nd and Sexton Street on Friday at around 2:30 a.m. He was reportedly unresponsive and barely breathing when officers found him. Officers say a white powder substance was found on him, which was field-tested and identified as fentanyl. The suspect was then taken to the Barron Medical Center before being taken to the county jail. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced it will be expanding all 26 of its clinics in the Chippewa Valley to meet the increased demand for healthcare. The organization has added service, expanded its capacity, and increased the number of available appointments it has. Most notably, Oakleaf will be adding primary healthcare capacity, as many are set to lose their provider with the closure of HSHS and Prevea. A press release announcing the expansion did not provide an update on Oakleaf's plan to buy the HSHS hospitals. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Law & Order DA Jack McCoy is finally taking off his robe. Last Thursday was Sam Waterston's final episode of the long-running courtroom drama. Waterston started on the show as a prosecutor before becoming the Manhattan DA. He's been on the show for 19 seasons dating back to 1994. His role will be filled by actor Tony Goldwyn. Sam Waterston appeared in a total of 405 episodes, which is close to the number of spinoffs Law & Order has produced. Speaking of spinoffs, HBO has announced they will produce a second Game of Thrones derivation. Collider announces that the latest GOT spinoff will be titled A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight. Like the first offshoot, House of the Dragon, Hedge Knight will also be a prequel. The network says the show will debut in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the low 40s. A slight shower chance for Tuesday, midday high in the upper 50s with falling temps in the afternoon and breezy. Snow showers tomorrow night with wind gusts to 40 miles an hour. Sunny and much colder Wednesday, high only mid-20s. Currently 57 degrees.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, and the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a pure Michigan Monday edition. On the road again for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. We're here on the ground in Michigan, day before Michigan votes. It's a primary, and very few seem to care.
Primary Eve, man.
It is primary.
It's not Eve. Like Christmas Eve, man.
It's less expected. It is beautiful weather. We did go down to Cadillac Square in Detroit, Michigan today. You took me down to the big city, Dom, and we met some people. We'll share some of that sound. We'll also take your phone calls in this hour at 844-967-2789. I did also notice a couple of people on the line. Jeff from Shorewood. Yeah, I know Oakland County. You're in Rochester, 30 minutes north of Detroit. And let's be real, Dom spent more time in the Birmingham bars. Is that true, Dom?
Not really. That was a little too hoity-toity for me back in the day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How about now?
Maybe even a little bit too now.
Another texter says, so happy you guys have the app so I can listen to the show in Cedar Rapids. That might be a podcast. We're in Michigan now. But keep listening, please, on the app. You know, final destination, less important to some, Dom. Another one also from Jeff. I saw a couple of polls from South Carolina. One said 60% would vote for Trump even if convicted. And 60% said Biden wasn't lawfully elected. So, you know, consider that about the electorate in South Carolina.
But on top of that, though, so that's 60% presumably of the Trump supporters. That means 40% won't. I mean, either way you do the math, that's not great for Donald Trump.
But I am less convinced that they would throw him overboard simply predicated on a conviction. I mean, that would make logical sense, but what about this Republican Party strikes you as logical these days?
Yeah, it's hard to argue that point.
844-967-2789. Steven from Green Bay. How you been, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Good. It's almost the happy hour.
I'm surprised that Kurt didn't step across the line into Michigan and combust going into enemy territory over there.
Here's what kept me going, Steven. It, you know, as a true Packer fan, although I haven't been wearing the hat prominently, I am wearing a gray and black Wisconsin hat, but not a Packer hat per se. But the saving grace about the state of Michigan, Steven, marijuana policies. I don't know if you know this, but it's completely legal here, and it's swell.
Oh, well, believe me, I know Escanaba is my favorite city outside the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, right.
With that being said, hey, the Republican Party, I often ask myself if they're actually trying to win an election or if they're just trying to, you know, put on a reality show for the American people to watch, because they've been losing a lot because of this Trump guy. Trump hasn't been doing them any favors as a party, and they keep railing behind him as a presidential candidate, and I'm just really confused. I was watching Fox News for about 5 minutes, because that's all about I can stomach before I start getting a little sick there. And they were even saying if Trump wasn't the nominee, they wouldn't pick Haley. They would pick someone completely different. And I don't know if Haley is just not polarizing enough or what the issue is, but the Republicans really don't seem to like Nikki Haley.
Yeah, Stephen, I'm not sure if Haley is their chosen one. She seems to be the opposite. And, you know, she's wrong on all the correct issues.
just not, what, angry enough?
Well, first and foremost, I think there might be a little misogynist undertone of the Republican Party. I'm not sure that they would pick a woman as the top of the ticket. And the fact that she's from a foreign country, or at least her ancestors were, you know, setting aside their own ancestry.
Everybody, except our indigenous friends.
Because, you know, she's not as white as them. She has a little bit of pigmentation to her skin. I was wondering if those dual factors, the female and the female not of pure Caucasian ancestry, would work against her eventually, Dom. I think they are limiting factors in the GOP.
I'd hate to assume, but I'd take that action.
Why would you have to assume, man? Just listen to what these people say. And our friend Steven, and you can be like Steven, join us. We're on the road, Rochester, Michigan. Took a little trip down to Detroit today to meet some people. Did a little man on the street, and we'll save and share a little of that sound with you. But I don't know, Dom.
844-967-2789.
I'm not convinced that it's always about winning the election. We actually listened to some radio today, and one of the things was about the misinformation out there on the vaccines. And the fact that
the money being made.
They're making money on misinforming people, creating fear, and then supplying a product.
Are you shocking?
That's an alternative to science.
Are you talking about Fox News right now, or are you talking about something different? Because it seems like a constant theme throughout mega politics or merchandising, however you want to claim it. They're making money. The grift part is certainly evident.
But I think I forget that sometimes. I think maybe you think these are actually their true heartfelt beliefs, and they're just wrong on so many of these issues. But what I had not prior considered, Dom, is they're doing so for fun and profit. They're doing so because the more gullible the base, the more likely they are to fund your conspiracy theories if you just have the right ones. 844-967-2789. Am I wrong? Am I getting this wrong?
No, I mean, the reporting is out there. It's the amount of money people are making on these misinformation
the
efforts.
Grift.
Yes.
There's money in grifting these gullible GOP.
Of course there
GOP
is. That's why there's
base.
Grifting. I mean, Fox News famously selling all sorts of products. Of course, the advertising. You know, got whacked with $800 million in fines for their libel comments about Dominion. And they're still not done. So Mark Maddox coming after them for more billions of dollars. So it's a business model. It works. Ginning up the angst and the fear and all that, keeping people on the edge all the time, that works. And I know the right are going to say, well, you know, those guys, Dom and Crute, talk about, you know, the fascism and the authoritarianism. Oh, Trump's not that. He just says some silly things and goes golfing. Well, you know, I think it's a little bit more than that. It's not quite as simple as that. And I'm not saying that Donald Trump is going to have the tanks rolling down Brady Street the day he's elected. But if he was a dictator on the first day, he very well might. 844-967-2789.
Now, we did have Haley in Michigan today. I think we should share the most current sound, because we were all aware she lost the state of South Carolina earlier this week. And
today's earlier this week, man. I mean,
well, I know. That was Saturday, though, and technically Sunday. A lot of people roll the calendars over. But today, Haley was also in Michigan, Grand Rapids. I believe we've got a little bit of this sound a little down, farther down on the rundown. So bite or two, if we could, from Haley today, addressing the Michigan GOP. Cut 30, Nate, please.
Michigan was a bright light. They were winning races up and down the ticket. They had passed a right-to-work law. Everything was great. And once Donald Trump came in 2016, they've now lost the governor's race, the governor's mansion. They've lost the state house. They've lost the state senate. The party is completely divided. And that's not just Michigan.
No, that's not just Michigan. And as I pointed out, Nikki Haley is wrong on all the correct issues, seemingly for the base. You know, she talked about what? The right-to-work state, the undermining of private sector unions. Well, she thought that made the Republicans more appealing, right? Bill Schneider, former Republican governor, and, you know, the whole management of the Flint water crisis.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm sure that, you know, made the brand shinier here in the state of Michigan for the Republicans. And he used lots of, what, local controllers, if I can recall. Dom, sort of usurped democracy here. Well, maybe some of that was objectionable to Michigan voters. Maybe they didn't like some of that. And, you know, maybe they saw the guy that you served under while the UN secretary, and maybe they thought, I don't care for this Donald Trump character. I don't like him very much, Nikki Haley. Now, you have said you would endorse the man and vote for the man. So, you know, this new tone in Jennifer Rubin, well, what if she had spoken this way from the very beginning? Well, what if?
Right.
844.
What if I was a little bit taller? What if I was a baller?
What if you had a girl who looked good, you'd call her?
844-967-2789. What if indeed? Bill from Oconomowoc, you're up. Welcome, Bill. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill.
Good afternoon. Say, on that misinformation, correct me if I'm wrong. If you do some research, the border is not open. People are being processed, yet Fox News will indicate, and Dan O'Donnell, he had his screener just had a screaming match with him when I said they're being processed at the border, and he screamed at me, oh, you're lying. I said, wait a minute, do you know they're not being screened? Give me some proof that the door is wide open. They're walking into this country not being screened at all. They're just let loose. I can't believe, if you do a little research, I know you guys do it all the time, on the misinformation on the border through Fox News, they let South America know, come to the border, it's wide open. That was a lie. What do you guys think? I want your impression. You're more into that than I am.
Well, Bill, I hear the stories of the caravans nearly every elective cycle on the Fox News. They're always coming. There's always a caravan on the way, and they're always being, you know, welcomed by Democratic open border policies, as they're misconstrued and called, on, you know, Republican propaganda sites like Fox News. And of course, Dan O'Donnell on WISN on Right Wing Talk Radio in Milwaukee. But I would also point out, Right Wing Talk Radio in Milwaukee, specifically Dan O'Donnell, has been a mouthpiece for the quote-unquote big lie, the Stop the Steal, right? Dan O'Donnell was literally the invited guest of Janelle Branchon when she was the rep heading up the elections committee on the assembly side. Dan O'Donnell was her invited pitchman to go sell the grift to the state of Wisconsin. Janelle Branchon now accused of being a felon. Now, I'm not implying there's criminality on Dan O'Donnell's part, but I would point out, after Joe Biden won the election, I care about this stuff because I'm in the radio industry. Right Wing Talk Radio in Milwaukee saw their ratings plummet. They cut in half within a month. Nobody wanted to hear that Joe Biden won. But once January 6th came, and once they were pushing that big lie and the rigged election and, you know, poor Trump, that's been wonderful for their ratings, which equates to money. So telling this big lie has been for the profit of Right Wing Talk Radio in the Milwaukee market, in the state of Wisconsin. And it's overwhelming. They're number one in the market because their base wants to believe that lie for fun and profit. Dan O'Donnell.
844-967-2789. Almost like the Kennedy thing. Almost like these anti-vax things. These nonprofits
they're raising
that are
millions.
Making millions of dollars. Yes, yes. It's
on misleading people and convincing them to do detrimental things or not get vaccinated for measles or COVID.
All you need is some ivermectin, right? Senator Johnson, 844-967-2789. Thank you for the call, Bill. Let's get back to the lines. Ross from Crawford County, you're next. Happy days, Ross. What do you got for
hey,
us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michigan. That sounds like a kind of a cool place to hang out. Are you guys in Detroit?
We are very close to Detroit. We were in Detroit earlier today, and we drove back out to the suburbs. We're out here where the highfalutin Cousin Joe lives.
Right. Okay. Anyway, I was gonna take a stab at the Nikki Haley and South Carolina. I lived in South Carolina for a few years when I back in the 90s. You know, and at that time, that was like the mid or late 90s. They actually had a Democratic governor. South Carolina is an unusual state to figure out, but Nikki Haley, I can picture her as a charismatic. She's a conservative, but she's charismatic, and so she got 40% of these primaries. You can see like where her base would be. And there is no one like Trump as a male or whatever in South Carolina running in South Carolina state politics. So a person like Nikki Haley rises to the top. But when a guy like Trump is running nationwide, I think it's hard for her to compete with the Republican Party. I'm not really sure how talented they are.
Great point, Ross. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hello, Detroit.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
Your renaissance and waterfront.
And thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road in Michigan. But bring the Devils with you everywhere you go. The Civic Media app, super cool. Check it out at your local app store. Hit the button, text or text, or do the old-fashioned way. Get out your rotary dial, 844-967-2789.
Dom, man on the street Monday. We like to go out and meet some people, and we did today. We started at a diner, the Cadillac Square Diner in downtown Detroit, and we met some people, but they didn't want to go on camera, didn't want to be interviewed. For the sake of our use on the radio dial, so you know, thought that's okay. Met another guy right outside the diner. There's a 7-Eleven there and a hotel, and yeah, so sunny side of the street, started meeting a few people, and that guy was down for Biden.
Yes,
but this African American gentleman we spoke to initially said effectively, "What do I care about the primary?
Right,
they're going to do what they're going to do. We don't have any control over this process anywhere." Anyways, but, you know, ultimately he was down for Biden. So, you know, he wasn't going to mess around with the uncommitted or any of that sort of thing. But ultimately that gentleman expressed he was Biden supportive. Well, kept walking around, kept seeking to meet people. And the next one did allow us to put a little sound out there on the social media as we posted on our Facebook page. And Nick was this gentleman's name. Again, an African-American guy. Looked working class, looked like he's sneaking back to work from his job, maybe over the lunch hour, and took off his earphones and answered a few questions from yours truly. Nate, going to need your help. Here's about a minute, short interaction, little coy, but here's Nick telling us a little bit about his politics on the streets of Detroit today, played for the people. Nate, please.
Nick, you said you're going to vote tomorrow.
Right.
Who are you going to vote for, if I may ask?
I like to keep my voting privilege private.
Okay, fair enough. Are you voting on the Republican side or the Democratic side?
I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat, okay. Are you supportive of our president, Nick?
Yes.
I know there's some efforts here in Wisconsin, Michigan right now. Some are not satisfied with the president's policy on Gaza, and some are going to vote non-committed or uncommitted. What do you think of that effort, Nick?
Well, I'm not too keen about his present action on what he's doing with that situation. So,
but the alternative?
None.
Yeah. Nick, you have a great day, man.
All right, thank you.
I think we had to do some assumptive reasoning with Nick. I don't think he was really down for the non-committed, uncommitted action.
That was my impression.
Could not be supportive of Joe Biden's, you know, seemingly support for the Israelis without much regard to the outcome for Palestinians in the Gaza. But, you know, I don't think Nick really cared for the whole non-committal thing. And, you know, he's nice enough to talk to us. So that was a nice little conversation. And we met a few others. And then, Don, we went down to the skating rink, and I met this gentleman. He was 68 years old, so he said to me. He's a white guy. He was sitting on the bench, putting on some ice skates.
His own ice skates. It was a beautiful day in Detroit, man.
Hockey skates, not figure skates, just for the record. But put on his skates, and John and I had a little talk. And John said some things were more important to him than politics. It's not that he wasn't political, but we didn't really go there. See where we went. If you would, Nate, here was Skating John. I met him today in downtown Detroit.
In Michigan, for those voting on the Democratic side, to perhaps send a message to President Joe Biden by voting uncommitted.
Right.
I'm wondering if you're aware of that.
I'm familiar with that.
What do you think of that effort, John?
Like I said, I'm trying to stay out of that with you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't concern me. Politics play a role for me, but very honestly, it's a lower role.
Yeah.
My relationship with the Lord Jesus is much higher, and without this being a kingdom that's got the kind of voting and thing, I'm after actually building his kingdom.
Hmm.
So John chose to do a little evangelizing for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And, you know, it caught me in an awkward moment because I was the one trying to ask the questions.
Right.
But at some point, John asked me how I was doing in my walk with Jesus.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Jesus Christ. But I pointed over at you. You were standing over by the corner of the skating rink, you know, sort of leaning against the hockey boards. And I said, you see that guy over there, John? I said, that guy's a heathen. He's an atheist. And we do a show together. And I often find myself, you know, at least trying to make room for those that would perceive themselves to be amongst the faithful, those that believe in something more than nothing. And I said, John, I can't tell you what it is, but I believe there's something. And that guy doesn't. So I'm doing better in my walk with Christ than he is. So I basically said, Dominic.
Sounds about right, man.
So forgive me, Jesus, but you know, the company I keep.
I thought it was an interesting response. You know, the politics not paying a whole lot into it. Of course, I don't know if I necessarily buy it. He said he was somewhat political, is my impression. I think a lot of folks like that. The religion, of course, drives the politics. So
yes.
Whether or not you consider it to be that way, if you're voting that way, that your religion is driving it. So perhaps not getting into the weeds on specific policies, because if you're a that faithful person, it doesn't matter.
I think John was just ready to hit the ice. he was a good skater, man. He got on the ice.
Really good skaters down there, yeah.
And he hit the ice. It was warm out there, but, you know, good ice, good enough.
Good enough.
Good enough for John.
Good.
Christian work.
Thanks, John. 844-967.
How do we know the accounts of Christ walking on water wasn't just a reflection?
Just on ice.
Him ice skating.
I don't know if we do.
Maybe John was being very Christ-like in his skating efforts.
He was technically walking on water.
Skating, yes.
Right. Skating. Feet. He was on his feet on the water.
You often find yourself on thin ice, Salvia. Devil's Advocates.
I see that. You just got to skate faster.
Doing a pure Michigan Monday. We were in Detroit earlier today. Nikki Haley was in Grand Rapids. We weren't there because she's not going to win. It's Trump. Trump's going to win. But there is an uncommitted movement afoot, and we did ask the people. Some seemed aware. Very few seemed supportive. But you're all supportive of a happier, happy hour, and it's coming next. It's time to crack that bar tab, Dom. We are at the Rochester Corner Bar, Rochester, just outside Detroit, Michigan, for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Happier, happier. It's now.
Hello, Detroit.
Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Tuesday at 8 a.m. for my regular conversation with Sandy Williams. I'm Earl Ingram.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell insists there will not be a shutdown this week, despite ongoing debate over congressional spending.